Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. Bigger.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and boy, do I ever have a great announcement coming up, not quite yet, but coming up regarding our website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. I just want to tantalize you a little bit. A great. I think by the time we do the show again with Doug, we'll be able to announce a great insight to that website. And when Doug was here last week with me, and he spent a day and a half with myself and our nutritionist, just going through the normal things that we do with him, checking out his heart, with using the heart sound recorder, which will give us information in real time as to the current strength of the heart, as far as the heart muscles strength in its beat, blub dub, as well as the strength and resilience of the valves, the four valves between the four sections of the heart that are absolutely necessary for good function, so that when the heart pumps something, it actually gets outside the heart into the body. And then we did a nutritional profile of him, and the results of both tests showed good improvement from the last time we did it, which was about a year ago. And usually we see Doug maybe a couple of times during the year, but because of all the other things that have been going on both sides of the fence, we only saw him once this last year. But he had really good results, and he just goes on kicking and has plenty of strength. And when you listen to his energy during the show, I am going to take some of the credit for that energy. All right. So what I want to do today is, there was a term that was coined by Bill Whittle, a nutritionist, called the coronasphere. The coronasphere, the world that existed during this so-called pandemic over the last few years, and what people did to cope with confinement inside of an atmosphere, an environment where our personal liberties were taken from us by unelected people, mind you. And we had to get along with one another in a closer set of circumstances than we normally have been or had been doing up to that point. And so I want to go through some letters that were received regarding life inside the coronasphere. Now, there have been deaths related to this virus, and deaths are tragic because every life is a world in and of itself. But it also has caused tragic deaths outside of the immediate effect of the virus itself, in the sense of economic livelihoods. And inevitably, you know, we ask ourselves, is the cure worse than the disease? I remember when President Trump was still in office and this stuff was starting to accelerate, he made the comment that we can't let the cure be worse than the problem itself. And regardless, you know, how you felt about his term or whatever else, or him as a man, he did have some good insights, even though he's up against the pressure to conform to the medical model. There were some things that he said on various occasions that indicated to me that he understands the laws of nutrition. But he is in a circumstance where he is not as free as we would like to think a president is, regardless of Republican or Democrat. They're not as free as we would like them to be. They offer under the pressure of the various unelected agencies that they're supposed to be in charge of. But in fact, it's kind of the other way around. But it's common for us as a country to allow the cure for many diseases and conditions to be worse than the problem itself. And medical practices seem to be based on tinkering with and masking the symptoms rather than dealing with the causes of illness and actually coming out and teaching prevention. Now, to imagine the medical industry to actually begin to teach disease prevention would be like, you know, your local service station where you buy your gasoline for your car to begin teaching the virtues of an electric car. You know, it's just a bad business model. Modern medicine doesn't want a cure. They never wanted a cure. They're not about to get a cure because that's not their orientation. Their orientation is to, when you finally start to get sick, to sign you up to a lifetime membership of drugs for everything and drugs for anything. And while modern medicine has saved many lives, it, of course, has ended many. And that's one of the third causes of disease or death in America is medical mistakes. After heart disease, after cancer, then medical mistakes is number three. And so immunity is part of the idea behind prevention is to teach what is necessary to gain a greater strength of immunity within our own bodies. And it's being an example of what I'm talking about. I mean, it's currently right in our socially distant faces with one another. You know, instead of taking care of our health by gaining knowledge, spending money, making the effort to do so, we seem to invite a crisis, and then we expect science, medicine, and the government to rescue us. And so a lot of Americans know better, and a lot of my patients are in that class that know better. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular on the Good Day Health Show with Doug and with Ken, and we each have about an hour a week with him. And what I'm doing in today's show is kind of a reassessment of what we went through since December of 2019 when the panic started over six identified cases. So the success of the health food market and the organic agriculture market and the holistic healthcare market proves this, because every year more money is spent outside of medicine in health food, in organic agriculture, and in the holistic healthcare markets than in medicine. But the disconnect between these two, you know, they don't implement this knowledge. The fact that there isn't something shared is still too mainstream. I mean, the disconnect is rooted in the belief that people like me, a holistic health practitioner, I'm out of my mind. I'm totally nuts. And that the medical establishment is the real authority. And if you're not walking around with a white coat and a stethoscope hanging around your neck, you have no business talking about health. And that's been the propaganda now for decades. But no medical or scientific invention has yet to exceed, say, the effectiveness and the wisdom of mother's milk as a food for a newborn baby and the development of that baby's body. Nothing, no one has yet invented anything that's able to build a human being from the ground up like mother's milk can. Yet we shun that simple solution. We go to the store and buy something in a can, thinking that somehow we've shortchanged Mother Nature. We've identified over 300 ingredients in mother's milk, and read the number of ingredients on the can of formula. And so we're constantly going to battle against the forces of nature. When we move in that direction, we kind of insist on arrogance instead of humility in the presence of the grand biological design, which could never have originated from the human mind. As much as we try to improve on Mother Nature, we just can't do it. So from this latest viral pandemonium that went on, I talk to my patients about awakening to the importance of simply growing, preparing, and eating real food. You know, food that sustains life and, most importantly, underscores the immune strength of the human body 24/7. You know, food that's recognized for its ability to literally breathe life into the human body only because only real food contains the nutrient chemicals that are designed for that very purpose, which is why we're still alive on this planet, despite all the environmental poisoning and all the other things that man has done to this planet. And I'm not blaming the major conditions of that people are protesting about and are all upset about on mankind so much as nature has a way of taking care of these problems itself. Whenever we have another big volcanic explosion, and we get one or two of them every year, there is more toxic material coming out of that volcanic explosion than all the cars on the face of this planet during that same period of time. But nature has a way of cleaning these things up. And nature has a way of healing the body at the same time, given what it needs. And so the question kind of is, when will our medical and scientific leadership stop pretending that we don't already know so many ways to protect our health? When will they stop ignoring so much existing knowledge just because it's practiced by people with a few letters after their names? You know, when will they notice that our success in keeping ourselves healthy, and why do some people not get sick in the presence of other people who do get sick? Isn't that worth study? Isn't that worth teaching? Isn't that worth applying? Of course it is, but don't hold your breath. You know, just keep practicing the common sense lifestyle that cultivates life. And some of the best sources that I've ever run across is SelenRiverPress.com, S-E-L-E-N-E, like Selene, SeleneRiverPress.com, and WestonAPrice.org for the best sources of information on how to strengthen what has already kept you alive up to this point and will get you through the next pandemic, which, of course, is already it's already in planning for 2025. The same people who planned the last one are planning starting in 2015, released in 2019. But they've already got the next one planned for 2025. Just last December in New York, the same group met together to get it underway. All right, so I have a few letters that I want to go through that you might find interesting that were sent in during the pandemic, so-called pandemic. And because we had a few patients who didn't want to come into the office during the lockdown, we were open the whole time. And then we had others who were unafraid. Of course I'm coming in. You're the top reason that I feel the way I feel. Of course I'm coming in. And please don't be upset if I don't come in with a mask. All right. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. And we're going to continue with more of this with some of these letters. I think you're going to really find interesting. But we'll continue with more of the Good Day Health Show coming up next.
Save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines, plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors: natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and we've been through the people list and the story list for the week of February the 20th to 24th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in most of the news talk programs and stations around the country, courtesy of the work done by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers, and his staff. So the number one and number two item this week, Michael, I think we can tie them both together because Joe Biden started his trip to Europe by going to Ukraine, and as soon as he it was very interesting that on the way over, it was very quiet. Nobody knew he was leaving at 3:30 in the morning on Sunday to go over there, which is a well-kept secret. Somebody usually leaks those things. And about halfway across the Atlantic, they notified the Russians that Biden would be in Ukraine during the day. And I thought to myself, that's rather strange, given the fact that Joe Biden and Putin haven't talked for well over a year. And so did anybody bring that up?
It was fascinating that happened. I found that to be amazing. You know, first of all, the reason they were bringing him there secretly was, for the most part, you know, I guess not to have the Russians know.
Right. They don't know. Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they want to protect him from, you know, an outpouring of love and support from the Ukrainians. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But the underlying reason was so that there's not an accidental catastrophe You know, can you imagine if the Russians did not know that Biden is there and they hit him with a missile or something happens, that could be the beginning of the end of everything. So it was in everybody's interests that that the Russians knew.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows you that there's communication going on in back channels all the time.
And so in terms of the war itself, this week, as we recognize this to be the, is anniversary the right word? The first
one-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's not the right word. I guess it is the right word.
It is the right word.
So the U.N. General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to approve a resolution condemning the Russians. So why didn't that happen the first day of the war? Why did it take them a year at the U.N.? Isn't the U.N. supposed to, isn't that what they're supposed to be doing? Looking at these problems and trying to solve them? As far as I can see, the U.N. hasn't done a damn thing about any of this except talk about it, but they're not even, you know, the certainly the North Atlantic Treaty Organization and others, the Europeans that are trying to get Ukraine in, which the Russians say is the reason they went to war, because they don't want Ukrainians to belong to any European alliance.
But they want them to be part of NATO because they don't want NATO on their doorstep.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there is a Russian point of view on this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I support it or I don't support it, but it is really stupid not to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Russian point of view is that, sorry, Ukraine, but you're right on our border. You're not France, you're not England, you're not Canada. You're on our border, mm-hmm. very much like the United States is concerned about Cuba and things that happen, you know, the Monroe Doctrine. If China or Russia suddenly had a foothold in the Western Hemisphere, we would be concerned, as we've been in the past, just like China is concerned about Taiwan, Hong Kong, and all those places. This is a reality, and it's really at the crux of a schism that's developing in American politics and on talk radio about just how long and how wise is it for us to support this war.
Yep. We've put in as much money as everybody else put together. I'm looking at Reuters, the effect on this, 42,295 people have died, not counting the Russians. At least 56,000 people have been injured, not the Russians. 15,000 people are missing, not Russians. 14 million people in Ukraine have been displaced. 140,000 buildings have been destroyed. And it's cost them almost $500 billion. There you go. Those are the stats. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Rocker Bruce Springsteen and fashion designer Vera Wang were among those awarded National Arts and Humanities Medals at the White House on Tuesday.
We're a nation, a great nation, in large part because of the power of the arts and humanities. That's stamped into the DNA of America.
President Biden honored 21 performers, authors, and groups with the prizes, recognizing work that's deepened the nation's understanding of the human experience, broadened citizens' engagement with history or literature, or helped preserve and expand Americans' cultural resources. New Jersey lawmakers are taking aim at concert ticket price gouging. This follows several incidents like Taylor Swift's cancellation of ticket sales. Lawmakers in the Garden State are developing a package of bills intended to protect concert goers. The bills would establish transparency requirements so buyers would be aware of every fee involved in a purchase. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. Now, the very first recorded evidence of blood pressure in 1733, and I'm quoting from the article that was published in The Lancet, a brass pipe connected to a glass tube ran into a horse's leg artery and observe the rise of the blood column to 8 feet, 3 inches above the level of the left ventricle. Now, thank goodness, we have a much more simple, non-invasive technology today to evaluate blood pressure. And these over-the-counter devices I was talking about, Omron is the one that I get the most consistent readings from. There are other brands, and they're probably good. But when someone asks me, I suggest Omron. Or you just get your blood pressure taken at the grocery store. Almost every pharmacy in grocery stores today will have a blood pressure device somewhere near the front of the pharmacy that you can just sit down and check your blood pressure. But what's important to understand is that the blood pressure can fluctuate throughout the day. You know, usually blood pressure will start to rise a few hours before you wake up. Because there's something called cholecalciferol,
They are the epinephrine, the adrenaline stuff of the body, that your body will start to release a little while before you wake up to gear your blood pressure up, to give your nervous system a boost before you come back to consciousness, so that when you wake up, you can get up and get out of bed without falling down from lack of blood pressure. Well, the blood pressure will rise even a few hours before you wake up, and it continues to rise throughout the day, and it usually peaks around midday. And then blood pressure will drop in the late afternoon or the evening, and it's normally lower at night while you're sleeping, of course. And sometimes when blood pressure is measured at night, it's called the nocturnal blood pressure. And then there's, you know, events that throughout the day that can influence it. If you had a fight with your spouse, that can trigger a stress event, and the adrenal glands will produce more adrenaline, which in turn will constrict blood vessels, trying to prepare the body for the, you know, the fight or flight response. And the same thing can occur if you're driving and suddenly another car almost hits you, or they cut you off on the freeway or whatever. That's a phenomenon known as labile hypertension. And according to the Cleveland Clinic, and it's interesting now how much the Cleveland Clinic is quoted over the Mayo Clinic, but the Cleveland Clinic, they say that labile hypertension tends to be situational, which just means the spike occurs in response to stressful events. Fender bender, intensive physical exertion, thinking about financial woes. I mean, we've got, how far away is April 15th? This is, we're moving into, my goodness, you know, when you think about it, tax day is barely more than a month away. I mean, that alone can raise your blood pressure 10 points just thinking about it. And then there's other causes of fluctuations in blood pressure. They can, over-the-counter meds like NSAIDs or oral steroids, stimulant drugs that are used to treat ADHD, oral contraceptives, we know. Not only can oral contraceptives lead to blood clots, they raise blood pressure. And your blood pressure may also fluctuate when your autonomic nervous system is not functioning properly, the balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic systems, part of the automatic control of the body. If it's not balanced, that can raise it. But as I was saying earlier, a full urinary bladder can raise your blood pressure by 10 points. Because when the bladder is full of urine, it puts pressure on the kidney and what's called renal hypertension, hypertension that results from something going on with the kidney, can be a sign that, that maybe the bladder isn't emptying as well. There's something that's called a urine retention. You go to the bathroom, you empty your bladder. Oh, gosh, I feel so much better. And you just assume that you have emptied your bladder. You may only have emptied it enough so that the bladder wall shrinks a little bit below the sensory trigger that says, oh, I've got to go pee. And you may be retaining it. That can put back pressure on the kidney that can lead to higher blood pressure. You also may be having problems with something that's known as the white coat syndrome. Many of you know what that is. That just happens when your blood pressure is normal at home. You've been checking it morning and night. It's fine. But when you go to the doctor's office, oh, my goodness, or some other medical setting, suddenly your blood pressure is way up higher than you've ever checked it at home. They call that the white coat syndrome because a lot of people are subconsciously, if not consciously, subconsciously afraid that as a result of whatever they're there for, they're going to get bad news. Bad news puts stress in the nervous system. The body releases cortisol without you ever knowing about it. Getting ready for the fight or flight. Oh, I know it's just going to be bad news. I just know it. This is exactly what happened to my brother, my sister. That will raise your blood pressure 10, 20, 30 points in a matter of seconds. So given, you know, all these factors, diagnosing high blood pressure from just one or two random readings is not sound healthcare. What's important to add to all of the overall exam results, high blood pressure must be confirmed as chronic. It isn't because of one pressure you took. Now, interestingly enough, I have patients who are on high blood pressure medication because of one reading in the doctor's office. That is not good medicine. High blood pressure, to be high blood pressure, has to be a chronic thing. It's nothing. It's not the result of a single blood pressure test. I would never diagnose a patient having high blood pressure from one high blood pressure reading. So that's why we use a device that's called the heart sound recorder. And as I was taught in chiropractic college, never accept somebody else's diagnosis. You do your own workup. And if a patient's blood pressure exhibits an increase at every visit, then we got a problem that we need to take care of. Now, there's four major supplements that I would recommend if, after checking yourself, now this is not medicine, these are just supplements, but they're supplements I take. And Cardio Plus, which is food for the heart, these are standard processed products. Cardio Plus helps to relieve stress from an overworked heart. Another one called Drenamin, D-R-E-N-A-M-I-N, Drenamin. It supports the adrenal gland, which can dilate the coronary blood vessels. Your kidney, your adrenal glands, about the size of an almond sitting on top of your kidneys, produce very powerful hormones. And if you know anybody or yourself, you've taken beta blockers for blood pressure, that's to block the effect of the adrenal glands on blood pressure so that the blood pressure stays low. But you're chemically changing a function inside the body, which in some cases may be absolutely necessary for you to maintain life. But when you start taking these kinds of things, you're on them for life. When you sign up to the Heart Drug Club, you're there for life, because it's not fixing the problem. It's just addressing the symptom of the problem. So Cardio Plus, as I said, helps to relieve stress from an overworked heart. Drenamin will support the adrenal glands, helping to dilate blood vessels. When blood vessels dilate, your blood pressure drops. Another thing called soybean lecithin. Now, there's no soy protein in this. It's just fat. Soybean lecithin helps to keep cholesterol in the blood so that the liver can filter out excess cholesterol. And then something else called MinChex, M-I-N-C-H-E-X. It's a mineral-packed supplement that has minerals that help to relax the nervous system, which has been proven to lower blood pressure. And, you know, that's the kind of protocol I put a patient on when they come in and they say, I think I'm having high blood pressure. Well, let's check it and let's see. And then we talk about it for a while, and I encourage them to listen to my recordings on blood pressure so they learn more about it themselves. You know, don't be a victim of ignorance. These things are easy to find out for yourself. But as I started the program off, you know, an astounding, the latest numbers I saw, 47%, about 120 million Americans have been diagnosed with high blood pressure where their systolic is over 130 millimeters. And according to the CDC, only 1 in 4 have their blood pressure under control, which is about 24%. Now, some of the cases are misdiagnosed, as I said, because of the white coat syndrome. And misdiagnosis often is the result of just one blood pressure test. I find that very common with my patients who've been put on high blood pressure medications. And so they'll say to me, well, then I probably should stop this medication. Oh, no. I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. This is something you discuss with your cardiologist. But there are some things that we can discover as to why the blood pressure is elevated, which is a word, a three-letter word, W-H-Y, that seems to be missing in an awful lot of medical diagnoses. They're much more concerned with what, because when they discover the what, then drugs can be prescribed, rather than finding out why, so that we can get rid of the need for the drug. But that's something between my patient and their cardiologist. So I try to help my patients with high blood pressure in a different way that, you know, that is usually addressed in this particular fashion, because, again, of the word why. Now, there's three primary causes to high blood pressure, And any one of these, or eight, or three of all, you know, if it gets up there high enough, and I'm talking approaching 200. But someone who's 45, I tell them, your systolic should not go over 145, except in moments of stress, and we can control that as well. If they're 65, I tell them the high number should be about 165. This is the way they monitored high blood pressure for decades and decades before they had drugs that would artificially force blood pressure down. Now, even though it's kind of considered the silent killer, I have patients I'm taking care of in their 80s who have systolic pressure of 180, and they're just fine. Members of their family think, oh my gosh, grandma, grandpa, you're going to die. And no, they go up and down stairs without lightheadedness. They can spend hours walking around without chest pain from angina or anything like that. And they're just fine. And they have normal body function. So it's, these are just things that I want you to keep in mind. When I see a patient whose blood pressure jumps over 200, then we got a problem. And they need emergency care while we deal with the problem that caused it. And then you got to go talk to your MD about this. This is serious stuff. So we don't play around this. So, we get very serious. Well, after the coming break, I'm going to be joining up here with Doug and talk about some other things probably. But you can hear all of the Good Day Show podcasts with me and Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com and also my podcasts at forbiddendoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. Stick around after the break. Doug and I are going to finish out this week's program.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, good day, health time. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who comes to us courtesy of his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. I had the pleasure of Jack's company, or he had the pleasure of my company.
Absolutely.
Last Friday and into Saturday, going into the snowland. At least I didn't get it. It was a beautiful day, actually. You were driving back to the airport. The beautiful blue skies.
Yes.
But now you've had more snow than most people can remember that are Salt Lakeans, if that's what you call
yes.
a person who lives in Salt Lake. Salt Lakeian?
Blessed.
Salt Laker?
Blessed people.
Blessed people, okay.
Yes. Blessed people, yes.
Yeah.
We've got the same amount of snow we had back in 1983 where we had floods running down State Street in Salt Lake City.
Well, but because things are dry, I was saying to you there and when I was there and then we were just talking about it here, how this is nature's way of sort of equalizing things because the Great Salt Lake will now be back up to where it should be as far as volume is concerned. It was getting pretty dry, but there's so much snow in the mountains, as you're saying, and snow will be melted, there'll be some rain, and it'll blow, you know, all goes downhill into the Great Salt Lake.
It's the bottom of the bathtub.
That's the bottom.
That's why it's so salty.
Right. All right, so while I was with Jack, one of the things, this weekend I'm going to Florida to have my annual time with Dr. Ken, so this is my doctoring time. Going to see Jack last week, having the regular test that we always do, and then there are two or three different things that are sort of benchmarks. And I forego HIPAA because I think some of the things that are learned by me or by Jack can be shared with people that are helpful. And so you had some things that revealed stuff about my heart and about what is going on in my body that would be helpful. It's just good to know that you can test for all these things, right? I think.
Oh, absolutely. We use the heart sound recorder on you that shows in tracings across the computer screen the live action of the heart while it's actually working, in the sense of how strong the heart muscle is and how responsive the valves are, in the sense of being weak or strong. And the cool thing about that is we can administer certain supplements and retest in about 10 or 15 minutes and show immediate improvement in the heart function.
Yeah.
And then we did the Biomeridian, which is an FDA second-class device to assess weakened or normal organ function. Because a lot of times, weaknesses throughout the whole body sometimes are like a house of cards. And if we find that the adrenals are weak, or if we find that the thyroid is weak, and we concentrate supplements in those areas that are designed to strengthen those organs, suddenly the whole body starts feeling better. So instead of the whole thing of this malaise hitting the entire body, this thing will show us where we want to pinpoint nutritional support. And that usually improves the entire function.
Well, one of the things that is important to know, you were talking about supplementation. You represent Standard Process, and I would say to people who are listening to this program that very shortly at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you will have all sorts of ways of getting to Standard Process products and the
at the best prices,
50,
yes.
100, whatever there are. There are tons of them. I know I take 30 of them or so a day. And they are not a substitute for good food, but they are made from good food. They are not.
Yes.
There's no synthetic product at all in the line from Standard Process. It's all food-based, and it's from there. They have hundreds of acres of farmland in, I think it's Illinois, right? Isn't that where they're farming?
No, it's southern Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay, yeah.
Yeah, right, so, next door.
Anyway, that's something for you to look for. The Forbidden Doctor has so many great things in it. I use it all the time for information, and I certainly think that because of the things that Jack has put together, the Lee enzymes, for example, which are most important for your body, that's something that I take, and I think that helps to sort of even off, if you will, the things that are going on in my body. So you'll check it out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack, brought to you in part by the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin is the most widely touted all-natural weight loss product. I've seen some people trying to copy this. And as I look around, there's no real copying. But because this has been so popular, Calitrin's done so well, sure, they're going to be knockoffs. No substitute for the original. Calitrin. Lose weight the natural way. Check it all out at toploss.com. Do yourself a favor and create an environment for weight loss that's drug-free and stimulant-free. That's why I like it. It works. Keep with it because it's really good for your whole body all the time. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.